This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series, Vital Signs, biopsies, or removing tissue to find out if you have a disease or the extent of that disease. The FDA recently approved a less invasive liquid biopsy for a certain form of lung cancer, but the possibilities are far greater. I talked about this with Dr. Darshan Gandhi, Medical Director of Oncology at Methodist Charlton Medical Center. I know a biopsy involves, removing tissue to determine whether you have a disease or how far it's progressed or what the cause of it is, but a liquid biopsy involves what?
Yeah, so liquid biopsy is simply checking a blood sample for tumor DNA. So instead of looking at the tumor directly, you're looking at the DNA that is released when a tumor cell dies.
Uh-huh.
So it's more like an indirect test looking for the tumor.
When did this come about?
To be honest with you, there have been some variants of the liquid biopsy which have been there for like 10 years. So the first FDA-approved test was in 2004, and they approved the test for breast cancer that could look at CTCs, or circulating tumor cells. So here you're looking at the actual cancer cells floating around in the blood, which is also a liquid biopsy. The problem was that test could not be used efficiently because it would guide us into deciding the prognosis of the patient, mm-hmm. but it would not really help changing treatment plans. Fast forward now, it's kind of like an action item. You could make a treatment decision based on this biopsy.
What makes this test so better?
Because they're looking at some very specific genes that go abnormal, causing the cancer to begin with. And now there is a treatment. It is a pill called Tarceva. It's a pill or a biologic agent, which is not yet like your traditional chemotherapy, that can be taken by mouth and that can go inside the body in the bloodstream, go to the tumor, and directly affect or target this particular gene that is on the cancer cell.
And what we're talking about here, I think this is limited to what is called non-small cell lung cancer?
There are two different types of lung cancers. If you just look at how the cancer behaves, one is called small cell lung cancer because the cancer cells are really tiny and small in how they look. The second is the non-small cell lung cancer, and that by far is the most common subtype of lung cancer.
Would this liquid biopsy replace tissue biopsies?
My hope would be yes.
But I can't help but think it's the potential for a game changer here.
Absolutely. So right now, the test that was approved recently by the FDA, it's simply after a diagnosis has been made for non-small cell lung cancer patients. There is another trial going on right now that is going to be looking at early detection of tumors. So for example, as you know, one of the reasons tumors are not detected early on is because they are so tiny. They hide in the body. It's difficult to find them unless they create a critical mass that shows up on the imaging study, like a CT scan or a mammography machine. This test, if it is done the right way, has the potential not just to help us with treatment decision-making, but early detection. It also offers an opportunity to monitor tumor response. So say, for example, when somebody starts on chemotherapy for a cancer, how do we know they are responding to the treatment? This test can be done like every week or every month or every 3 months just to see how the patient is responding. So this test has the potential to replace a lot of other biopsies, a lot of other procedures.
What does this mean for the patient?
A lot of different benefits. So starting with early detection, just imagine a woman did not have to go through yearly mammograms, where it is not the most comfortable procedure to go through. You know, there's a lot of discomfort associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine a man did not have to go through the prostate exams, the fun exams once a year, and simply was able to offer a blood sample to look at the cancer. Just imagine if somebody did not have to go through a biopsy where a needle has to be placed inside the tumor, which has its own complications of anesthesia, infection, bleeding, and all of those things. Not just that, once the patient has been started on treatment, going through regular CT scans, which adds cost, radiation effect, and inconvenience. So there are a lot of different parameters, a lot of different benefits on the patient's side if this ever sees the light of the day.
Is there any reason why this would not
I do not believe it's a question of if, it really is a question of when. And I believe as far as making treatment decisions goes, it's already there. It's already there in the market and people are using it. As far as early detection goes, it's still in a preliminary phase. They're still doing studies and trials. But I won't be surprised if next year we are talking about a groundbreaking screening test using tumor DNA in the blood.
Dr. Gandhi, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.